The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Business Bunker Show here on Biz Radio, Kent Business Radio and channelradio.co.uk/2. It's Tuesday the 5th of December. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews. She's back. They've let her back. And she's got a hat.
I'm back from the bush.
She's back from the bush.
You know, I can only really say that in a Hilda Marie voice.
Really? Really? Yeah. It's Hilda Marie's birthday,
isn't it? I'm back from
the bush. Are you?
Yeah.
The shepherd's bush.
Yeah. Namibia.
Yeah.
What's
it say on your hat?
Hoodia Lodge.
I beg your pardon?
Hoodia Lodge.
Hoodia Lodge. Is that what you say?
I've got this, darling.
Stop doing that.
No.
Stop taking your shirt off.
No, I'm just showing you my Namibian t-shirt.
In Namibia. Which, okay.
Yeah. So, Kalahari Desert.
Uh-huh. Did you enjoy?
Did you
go walk about in the Kalahari?
We don't really walk about too much because there's lions and things.
Yeah.
But my new husband climbed...
But I'm sure you didn't terrorise them too much.
No, I didn't. But I did get chased by a rhino, which was a bit worrying.
Did you?
Yeah.
You shouldn't call your new husband a rhino.
No, he has got a tough skin, a bit like you, really.
Is he?
And sort of
I'm glad you only mentioned it. No, I'm glad you didn't mention a horn.
Let's not go anywhere near horns. but it was quite funny because when you pick up we had a 4x4 mm-hmm. for a self-drive, and when you pick it up, you meet some sort of blonde South African, this is in Windhoek, meet some blonde South African lady who's never done the drive, right? And she says, don't worry, because I'm saying, where are the toilets? Will there be a toilet? You know, Julia, you know, sometimes you need a loo. And she's going, oh, yes, there's a stop every hour. Don't worry about that. 6 hours we were on the road without seeing anyone.
Did you not have your shiwi with you?
I did have my shiwi, luckily. But I don't
I'll tell you what I
don't really know how to use them.
I'll tell you what, listener. You will probably know that Jules is a bit of a toilet aficionado. And everywhere she goes, she has to take a picture of the loos.
Yeah.
Well, you did take a picture of the loo in Namibia, didn't you?
I did.
And it was in the bush, and it was really interesting because it actually, considering it was in the bush, it was in the Kalahari, presumably.
Yeah.
And when you looked in the door, it was actually really nice, wasn't it?
It was incredible. I mean,
there was only one drawback.
It was open.
There was no back wall. It was just open to the bush.
It was amazing. And no air freshener needed, Julie.
Yeah.
And Mick. Julie and Mick are our guests, by the way, who are sitting here. But it was amazing. I have to say, the food all through Africa. You've been to Africa,
yeah,
I know.
I have,
the food is incredible. And when I went two months ago, I was in China, mainland. And I really struggled with the food because I can't eat soy. So, of course, that's not great in China.
And you're not a big fan of snake either, are you, really?
No. Or innards.
Yeah, or the innards
of anything. I bought you some lovely innards.
Did you?
Didn't I? Well, you had them on air, the chili innards.
You know, we had a big family dinner, big family get-together. Everybody came. Amanda cooked this chili.
Yeah.
And my kids just are ridiculous with hot chili.
They love hot chili.
You know, they think mongoose is just for wimps and stuff like that. And we had that, and she had to make two different lots, and she put that in one lot.
Did she?
Both my kids were.
Yeah.
Too hot.
Well, that photo of you on air, I gave him a little jar, Julian Mick, and we will introduce, I guess, in a minute. I gave Paul Andrews live at the beginning of the show this, and of course, because he's a gannet, he just stuck his paw in and hoofed up this Chinese chili, and they make it on the streets out there. And he was stuck for words. First time I've ever seen him actually steaming.
I wasn't stuck for words. I couldn't actually speak.
I love a chili and a Chinese, so I'd have been happy with either.
Well, I think you may have found it quite hot, Julie, but I've got some round. So when you come round to chat with me in February, I'm emerging.
We'll give it a go.
January is written off. There's no slope off Friday in January for listeners with the FSB.
Is that because you're drying out after Christmas?
We're having a little rest. And I think it's really nice just to kick back after. I love that time. After Christmas, I adore Christmas, but Christmas for me is a bit of a frenzy. I have a huge Riverford turkey coming, organic turkey, and just getting it in the oven is
well, how big is
it? It's bigger than you, Paul.
Yeah, I know. How big? Come on, I know about these things.
It's a big thing.
You got £15, £20? What is it?
I don't know, same as I had last year. Look back at my tweets last
year. It was £22 the one you had last year. It was huge. It was an ostrich.
Yeah, it was an ostrich. But what we've discovered is, having talked to some of our chefs, is that the beauty is you take it out and you can let it rest for over an hour, and that's when you top up your Prosecco and you do your veg. I do not do that. He's got his
hands. No, it was a turkey resting. That was my impression of a resting turkey.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
That looked look really good.
Yeah.
I thought it was me, though.
Okay.
Slow Puff on Friday. We were at Chef Craig Mather's. Always a fantastic venue. Always hugely popular. It's on Eventbrite now, FSB. They finally, after, what, a year and a half, they've allowed me to go on Eventbrite.
Have they?
Yeah. Ooh. Ooh. Does that mean I've made the grade?
Absolutely. Yeah. Now, so, now that you've spent the evening in Wetherspoons, though, you may get banned again.
Oh, I don't know. Don't tell anyone I went to a chain. What a place. It was great. I mean, the venue of Wetherspoons is great, the location. I just like to tweak it a bit. But the food we had on Friday was amazing. 28 people came. Remember, it's supposed to be intimate. I always said no more than 20, but we pushed it to 28. 29, actually. I last saw Martin Paul White floating off from Ramsgate. It was about 1:30 in the morning. Becca and I shimmied into a cab. Mm. And he went off muttering something about needing a sandwich.
All right, that's because he lives in Sandwich.
Okay, it wasn't because he needed a sandwich.
No, he probably did need a sandwich as well, but he probably needed to get to Sandwich to get home.
But I have a feeling that he floated into another pub.
It wouldn't surprise me, in the least.
Quite a few fights. Namibia, if anybody, seriously, if anybody wants to know our route, we didn't spend an awful lot of money. We did it ourselves with the help of a very good travel agent based out there. Self-drive, a little bit scary. At times, you know, if you conk out, there's literally wheels, tyres by the side of the road everywhere.
No good calling the AA then.
No good. You've got no GPS. And if you do get out, there could well be a lion or, you know, there was a woman that got eaten by a cheetah 3 weeks before us.
Right. Okay.
And loads
She's
of cars.
She's not selling it to me.
Yeah, no.
Loads of cars. But my new
I've
husband,
eaten a Cheeto. Does that count?
What is a Cheeto? It's a toffee.
It's a cheese snack.
No, it doesn't count. Yeah. But I have to. The wildlife is incredible. The people are amazing. Everybody should go to Africa, and what happened in Zimbabwe as well, because we were there in May. I'm made up. I'm not sure about the crocodile because new husband says that he's now surrounded himself by the military, which is a shame. I think we were hoping that he'd bring in a few other people from outside. Yeah. But that's another show, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Let's have an African show, Paul Andrews.
Yeah, we ought to. We ought to do one live from the bush, didn't we?
From the bush.
Yeah.
Now, who's our sponsor this week?
Well, our show sponsor this week, again, is the lovely folks at Aluxi Consulting, productivity specialists, amongst other things. But Linda, who's the principal of Aluxi, is an aficionado of increasing our productivity, and very good she is at it too. AluxiConsulting.co.uk, A-L-L-U-X-I. All the links are on the Kent Business Radio website. If you'd like to follow them, a big thank you for them for sponsoring today's show. We really do appreciate
we
it.
Do.
We got two lovely guests that we're going to talk to, Julie and Mick.
Right. So Mick is the CEO of...
Managing Director.
Managing. You look like a CEO, darling.
She's promoting you, Mick.
Of Drinks Warehouse UK.
Correct.
Which supplies to...
We supply to the on-trade. So that's hotels, bars, restaurants.
Definitely
pubs.
Me. Definitely me.
Cool. We're going to be talking to Mick in the second half of the show.
And then the fabulous Julie.
Hi.
Hello.
Julie Blackmore from... Yep. Maidstone and Mid-Kent Mine.
Yeah, Maidstone and Mid-Kent Mine, yes.
And we're going to be fascinated to talk to Julie about the work of that lovely organisation. And we're going to be talking to Julie shortly in the first part of the show. As always, though, we like to hear from you, the businesses out there in the southeast of England. You can get in touch with us in all the normal ways. You can call me on 01233 220035. That's Ashford, 01233 220035. Or you can email me at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. But by far and away, the easiest way to interact with us live on air is to tweet me at VanillaWeb and to use the hashtag BBunker. The hashtag BBunker. We have already had 1,832,963,003
What's the matter with them
tweets?
All?
I know.
Very quiet.
We're down by two.
Gosh.
Yeah.
Well,
we're down
probably,
by two.
That's probably Martin Paul White there's still in bed.
A hangover, yeah.
And Becca,
yeah.
A bit shaky doing some nails.
Yeah, microderma abrasion with a hangover. It's not good, is it?
A
really?
Bit wobbly, I think.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, she had a lovely open evening, by the way.
Did she really?
I got some fabulous goodies.
Did she?
I had jet lag and I went, I've actually got some sort of, I don't know if I've got dengue fever or something. I've got some sort of upper respiratory. You know those long haul flights?
Yeah.
Listen,
yeah.
If Neil's listening, Neil Nutrition, he usually. Yeah. Why do I always get ill on a long-haul flight and my new husband never does?
Dehydration, darling.
But darling, I drink lots of champagne.
Yes, I know, but it's water you need to drink, not alcohol.
I always have champagne, water. Well,
try water.
But then you spend the whole night going to the loo.
I feel like I need to swap seats.
Yeah.
What, because you need the loo?
No, I'm worried. I might catch something from you.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's not catching. My new husband hasn't got it.
Okay, yeah. I'll be fine then.
I'm just a bit little husky.
I've got a message here that I'm going to read you from Reg Gosling at Connectit.
I love anyone Connect with an name IT. Called Reg.
He says, hi, Paul, can we just have a quick request? Can you give Connect IT Communications a shout-out on the Business Bunker Show, please? We're having a small event at our premises, 1 till 3.30 tomorrow, that's mañana, the 6th of December, to talk to small businesses that provide financial services over the telephone about the new MiFID 2 legislation that's coming into effect on the 3rd of January. MiFID is the EU directive. It's the Market in Financial Instruments Directive, and it's about how you sell bonds and shares and things like
okay.
that. And there's a little soiree about that at Connectit, and their offices are in the Innovation Centre in Medway, and their event is tomorrow, 1 o'clock.
Mañana, yeah, you said mañana.
Yeah, 1 o'clock, 1 p.m.
Sounds like a goodie.
Yeah.
Well, so my new husband might like that money.
Yeah. I'm sure Gavin is fully au fait with MiFID 2. Oh, it's been around a long time. MiFID 1's been around a long time. MiFID 2's been coming down the pike for quite a long time as well.
I'd like to say on the Twitter, Paul Andrews, that we've got Tented and Twilight, the lovely, who, of course, has sent me many a loo photo, mm-hmm. a posh loo. Mm. She won an award, I believe.
She did indeed.
What was that? Remind me.
It was the Golden Toilet Gowdenhurst Award.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
But she has said, hello, Business Bunker, using the hashtag Business Bunker, B Bunker, please use it. Please can I have a shout out for our new charity, she says, the Steve Hurren, SUDEP, Research Foundation. And there is a link, which is twilightcleaning.co.uk, /charity. And she said she's raising money for medical research.
Absolutely. I can tell you a bit about this because Laura was a guest on Amanda's Business Bunker Extra show last Friday. And she was telling us about it. Sadly, her brother passed away a couple of years ago from this syndrome. It's sudden death in epilepsy.
Oh, God.
Very few people it happens to, but enough to be incredibly worrying. And currently, medical research has no idea why. So Laura has founded a charity, and she's trying to raise enough money to fund a chair at a university for research into the syndrome.
That sounds excellent.
We wish her much success. Could you read the link out again?
Yeah, I can. It's pens ready. It's twilightcleaning.co.uk with a little /charity. And that, as Paula and I have said, is raising money for the medical research for epilepsy, sudden death.
Sudden death in epilepsy.
Yeah. I mean, epilepsy is very, very common.
Yeah. But
and there's all different...
There's different types, yeah.
Ranges and types.
But this is a syndrome which is sudden death in epilepsy.
Okay.
It's a completely unexplained phenomena.
Well done, Laura. We will get... we'll have a powwow about that in after Christmas.
Absolutely, yeah. So please support that, and please follow Laura on the Twitter, and please go to the website and check out what she's doing with that. It's a really important thing. Thank you for that. I've had a tweet from Alison Palmer of the Federation of Small Business. She says, are you running a business? Do you care about the direction it's heading in 2018 and beyond? Book your place now on the Business Breakfast at the Kent Business Summit 2018. To find out all about it, if you follow FSB Kent on the Twitter, you can find out all the details to book your place.
Also, there's a company looking for a senior sous chef, fine dining restaurant. You can contact 01843-294444. That's 01843-294444. Very, very difficult to get staff in hospitality, as we all know.
It's difficult to get staff in anything.
Well, I would like to... Well, I know we haven't got time now, because you'll start tutting, but I'd like to rant about tradesmen. My goodness... I don't know if it's just me. I'm of an age where I remember tradesmen used to come and do a job. Now they come
and do
a job.
Used to turn up on their awesome car.
Oh, no, I'm so old. But you are older than me, of course, considerably. But locksmith. I had a fantastic locksmith called Trevor, and he's retired in Whitstable. And I've now got where he used to work. And honestly, they've been around three times. And, you know, when I'm in Africa, my gardener says, I can't shut the gate. New lot, £80. And they've been back three times. Same with, I had my floor done. I had to get them back to re-snag it. You know, what is happening to the tradesmen?
Sloppy.
Is it my age?
It is. But no, it's sloppy work, isn't it? People
it
try.
Is.
I'll tell you what, being serious for a moment, what it is people trying
well,
to
I
do
am
too.
Serious.
No, I'm being serious about what
I'm
the problem
even
is.
More serious.
No, I know you're even more serious than I'm being serious. But the problem is people trying to do too much.
Yeah.
Trying to do too much too soon. Yeah.
Do you think that's because there's not so many tradespeople about there?
Exactly,
now?
Yeah.
Too much demand.
Gets us back to apprentices, doesn't
yeah.
it?
Too much demand for
yeah.
the services.
And we can't fill apprenticeships, you know, because everybody went to university and got a media degree.
And you...
a Harry Potter degree.
Yeah, I saw that the other day, yeah.
But you try and get a handyman, because my new husband will not do any... Well, we call him Mr. Bean of DIY. He's electrocuted me a couple of times.
But that was deliberate.
Heated towel rail.
Yeah, he just threw the fire in the bath with you. Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, try and get a tradesman. I had one that was really good, but he got huffy if I asked him to do anything. He flounced off because I dared to phone him to say, oh, hang on, this wasn't done. And he said, can't your new husband do it? I said, but I paid you to do it. Oh, I've gone off this job, he said, and he slammed the phone down.
You obviously didn't make him enough cup of teas while you were around.
Well, I was away.
Yeah, you obviously didn't get him in your wardrobe either. Anyway, enough of that, because we're running behind time already. I've had a tweet from Athelbrey. Vanilla Web, Business Bunker. Hi, Paul. Could any kind folk who have old towels or old newspapers please get in touch? We're collecting them for the local kennels as part of our doggy reverse advent calendar challenge.
Oh yeah, that sounded really good. I was looking at that.
Were you?
Dog chews and
right, okay. Happy to arrange collection if needed. You can email Kate, for that is who it is, kate@athelbrey.co.uk. let me spell Athelbrey for you. athelbrae. Their Twitter handle is Athelbrey, athelbrae ltd. And you can email kate@athelbrey.co.uk.
And the lovely Martin Paul White has just tweeted in, hello, guys. He says, he probably talked like this. Hello, guys. Just woken from my slope off Friday slumber. Ick.
Don't shout, Martin.
One of my very... He was actually trotting about on the golf course the next morning.
Was he?
Yeah, I had to have a fry up. One of my very good friend's son, Adam Hammond, actually works for Mick and loves his job at Drinks Warehouse.
Adam's a good boy.
Yeah.
Who wouldn't like a job at Drinks Warehouse?
Yeah, well, they wouldn't like you working at Drinks Warehouse because Drinks Warehouse would suddenly be Drinks Warehouse empty, wouldn't
it? I'm sure a lot of it would be corked and would have to be, you know, trialled.
You'd have to try it just to save embarrassment.
There's an awful lot of samples that come in, don't worry about it.
And we've had Venom Tech. I've lost theirs, but they
Hi, guys. They said that they were listening in.
Sometimes I find it easier on my phone, Paul Andrews, than on the thing. You say something and I'll...
Well, I've had a tweet from Design Point, DES_point, DES_point on the Twitter. Please give us a Business Bunker festive shout out for Steve at Design Point, offering graphic design services to Kent and beyond. Contact @DES_point for further info. New inquiries will benefit from special discounts. It's no bother, honest. He did there. Do give them a follow on the Twitter, DES_point. DES_point. Follow them on the Twitter. Have you found a Venom Tech tweet yet? I'll tell you what it says because I remember. It said, hello, Paul and Jules. Looking forward to listening in.
Well, you're very diligent, but I have asked them for the Venom of the Week.
Have you?
Have they responded yet? Not yet, but they will do. Listen, Tenterden Speaks. This is a Twitter handle. It's @TentertonSpeaks. They say, join us on the 7th of December at 7:15 to 9:30. It's at... There's another Twitter handle here. You see, we talk in Twitter handles here, Julie and Nick. @26, you'll get used to it. @26, the Woolpack, Tenterden, your local manor, Paul Andrews. They say it's 26 the High Street. They want you to come and join them and improve your public speaking and leadership skills. So that's Tenterden Speaks, 7th of December, at 7:15 till 9:30 at the Woolpack in Tenterden, which must be a pub.
It is. It's a very nice pub as well, and they do very nice food there too. Talking of pubs, the Brinchley Bull have tweeted us.
Oh, yeah. What
yeah. We'd love a shout-out, Vanilla Ware Business Bunker. Just want to say hi, really, and let businesses know that with the Bull at Brinchley, in effect, you get to hire your own hotel. It's all a bit different. Google have already stayed with us twice. You can find us on Airbnb, and they've given me a picture of the room, which is absolutely sumptuous.
Really?
I know the Bullet Brunch. It's a lovely pub, but the room is absolutely sumptuous.
I know them as well, Paul, but we don't supply them, so...
Oh, well, yeah. Get your act together, Bullet Brunchley.
That's where they're missing out.
So give them a follow on the Twitter. Bull at Brunchley is their Twitter handle. You can do one more, Jules, then I'm going to play a record, and then I'm going to talk to our guest.
Well, I'm busy tweeting, but all right then. We wanted to let you know about the final Muesli Mafia event of 2017. It's at the Ashford International Hotel in Simone Weil Avenue. I'll give out the sat-nav if you're driving. It's
Simone Weil.
That's what I said.
Oh.
Simone Weil.
Okay.
What did you say?
No. Go on, just read it.
Simone Weil.
Go on.
Or you could say...
I've been in Belgium for the weekend, mate. I can speak French. Mange too, fromage.
Brugge.
Yeah.
Anyway, the sat-nav is T for Tiger, N for Norman, 24, 8, U, and X for Xylophone. And that's on Wednesday the 6th of December. It's 7:30 a.m. to 9:30. And they say, during the morning, come and hear from guest speaker Laurie Philp of Smugshot, who specialises in video creation for websites and social media. So, again, that is Wednesday the 6th of December, the final Muesli Mafia. There's also a Flip Out Chatham, and they've celebrated their first anniversary. They did it on Saturday, and they marked the occasion with a fundraising event for Help for Heroes, which they called Flip for Heroes. See what they did there?
I see what they did there.
Yeah. The event was opened by UK Sports Minister and Chatham MP Tracy Couch, who officially opened Flip Out Chatham exactly a year ago. And Tracy said, with Chatham's military history and ongoing connections, what better way to celebrate Flip Out's first birthday than raising money for Help for Heroes? And I've brought along my two-year-old son, Freddie, today for a flip and play, and he absolutely loves it. So if you haven't been yet, I thoroughly recommend a visit. Flip Out Chatham is located at Pier 5 in Dockside, with plenty of free parking available at the outlet centre or in the underground car park under Starbucks.
Thank you. What's this then? You got
it.
It,
yeah.
You got it. You got it.
It's the one that Hugh Grant dances down
you
to.
You got it. You got it.
It's what about African music? Haven't you got a Namibian one?
No.
What's the matter with you?
I tried Namibia, but it didn't come out.
Oh,
Right, time for work. I'm off to Channel Facilities Management. Oh, didn't I say? I don't work for them. What I mean is, I don't start work without them. Channel Facilities Management is where local businesses go for no-hassle, peace-of-mind commercial cleaning, security, janitorial supplies and facilities management. Operating a safe, green and eco-friendly service with no chemicals used. Channel Facilities Management. Don't start work without them. Just call 0800 612 4415 or visit channelfm.co.uk.
Rift Accounting, your small business bodyguard. Riftaccounting.com.
ZC Live, bringing a digital one-day event to Kent with Zoe Cairns. ZC Live, register for your free place. Visit zcsocialmedia.com.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
Grow your business with Kent's best business events. Visit bestbusinessevents.co.uk. Want more business in Kent? Get 12 months membership for the price of 10 when you join our supplymybusiness.co.uk Kent business community today.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker show on Biz Radio, Kent Business Radio and channelradio.co.uk/2 on this December the 5th, Tuesday, with me, Paul Andrews, and her, Jules Serkin.
The lovely Jules Serkin. I've gone down, you know.
You used to be the stonkingly gorgeous.
Yeah, and then I gradually...
I gradually faded out of that.
As you got older,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah.
Listen, the heating hub, Paul Andrews,
yep.
They're having a do, aren't they?
They are tonight,
Yeah, is it tonight or tomorrow? I think it's tomorrow. I think it's Manana.
I thought it was tonight.
I'm just looking at their... I'll find out, but I'm pretty sure it's tomorrow.
So they have tweeted about it.
I know, darling, but I just thought I'd give them a little mention.
Okay.
What a nice, snuggly place to go.
Yeah.
I'm looking at their Twitter, but I'll come back to it.
It's on Show Home Network is where they tweeted.
Oh, of course.
Because I think it's a Show Home Network event, I think.
Okay, so it must be tomorrow. Is it with a chef? Is it with Will Devlin? Or?
Well, if you find a tweet, I'm fairly sure it's tonight, but there you go.
Oh, yes. Our Show Home Network meeting is 5th of December.
That's tonight.
5:30. Well, you're always right, aren't you?
Yeah.
Because you're a Leo. You have to be.
Yeah, exactly.
It's at the Stove Hub, which I believe is in Rochester.
It is, Rochester High Street.
Are you a Kent independent home and garden business? Do come. So you can just DM them. That's Joe Allsop at the Show Home Network. And you can go along if you're an independent sort of thing. It's a good time, actually, to, you know, I've just put my garden to bed. Mm. I say I. Mm. A lovely gardener who put it to bed.
And, cool.
It is a time when you're sort of thinking about next year.
Yeah. Yeah, but they do things more than gardens. They do, you know, the whole interiors thing as well.
Yeah.
And my friend Fuzzy with her chairs will be there as well. Cheeky chairs.
She?
Yeah.
They're amazing.
Yeah, absolutely.
I didn't know that was Fuzzy that did those.
Yeah. Did I just call her Fuzzy on air? Sorry.
Yeah, but
Felicity.
I didn't know that was the Felicity I didn't ever put it together because I know Fuzzy.
Cheeky chairs, yeah.
Fuzzy. Yeah.
Yeah, cheeky chairs. Yeah,
I didn't know.
She makes gloriously gorgeous chairs.
Well, I met her at your wedding, your party.
My wedding. Don't start that.
Is your son, lovely son, and are they having a baby?
They are.
Oh, that's great.
I'm going to be a granddad.
Lovely. Mm-hmm. Well, you already look like one, let's face it.
Thank you.
Chamber Christmas event at Riverhill, it's December the 14th, people, 1 to 5 p.m. They say we're delighted to invite you to join us on the 14th of December for the Seven Oaks and District Chamber of Commerce Christmas event. Members and guests will be part of the exclusive Alpine themed. Can you blow a horn or something when I say that? Thank you. Alpine themed event offering welcome drinks, a delicious 3-course Christmas lunch, and a glass of wine with the meal for £49.95 for guests. Further drinks can be purchased from the Alpine Bar, and networking opportunities will continue after lunch overlooking the ice rink, making this a truly festive event. So you can go to Eventbrite to book that at the Chamber of Commerce Christmas event at Riverhill Tickets. And there's also a little phone number which I'll read out and an email. Email first, info@sevenoakschamber.com. And the phone number is 01732 0455 188. So that's the 14th of December, 1 to 5 p.m. Cool, that's quite a shindig, isn't it? Even by my standards. And there's an ice rink, so what could be better?
Absolutely. We've had a tweet from Channel FM. We'd love a shout-out for our Xmas offer.
Oh, yes.
Prices Shown will give a 10% discount if booked before the 20th December and a further 15% for a second booking in the new year. And this is for carpet cleaning, and this is Channel FM, and you can follow them on the Twitter, LTDCFM. And there's a their carpet cleaning speciality starts at one room for £20. I mean, it's unbelievable, and the stairs for £30.
I know.
Do follow them on the Twitter and see the full menu of really low costs for getting your carpet cleaned.
Well, they can put me down for spring because I've just had mine done.
And I can vouch for the fact that they're actually great guys, because their industrial division, cleaning division, does my cleaning at Fruitworks, and I love them to
bits.
Well,
you would need a good clean after you.
We need a good clean at Fruitworks. Yeah.
When's the baby due anyway?
June 1st.
Oh, lovely. So will that be Gemini? That'll be a Gemini like me.
I have no idea.
We're the best, you know.
I have no idea.
Yeah. Might be a, what do you call it, Pyrex?
Pyrex, yeah. Test tube baby. Yeah, cool. Anyway.
Are we introducing
enough of that. I want to talk to somebody sensible.
I do.
It's an absolute pleasure to welcome, for the very first time, onto the Business Monk Show, the absolutely lovely Julie Blackmore from Maidstone and Mid-Kent Mind.
Thank you for having me.
It's an absolute pleasure, Julie. Thank you so much for joining us. We do appreciate it. Why don't you kick off by telling us a little bit about your organisation, Maidstone and Mid-Kent Mind, and then we'll talk a bit about you and everything you do.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Maidstone and Mid-Kent Mind, we're affiliated to the national charity National Mind. We're an independent charity, and there's a number of local minds that are throughout Kent. We're based in Maidstone.
Can I just ask you a question there? So you're affiliated to the overall Mind charity, but do you operate standalone within your...
Yeah, absolutely. We have our own registered charity number. Okay. We don't get any funding from National Mind, so we are a standalone charity that raises funds in our own way.
Okay, fine. I get that. So tell us a bit about the work of Mind in Maidstone.
Yeah, so I say we're based in Maidstone. We deliver across Kent. Today I really want to talk about how we can help businesses, but perhaps I could just give a little bit of an overview first of all about some of the other work that we do. So we do lots of different services throughout Kent. Something that is absolutely inundated for requests always is our low-cost counselling service. It's a service that we run so that people can come into counselling straight away without long waiting lists. Right. We keep it at low cost because we work in partnership with BACP trainee counsellors that are getting their qualifications to become qualified counsellors.
So who's BACP?
It's a national qualification that they need to be part of to be recognised.
British
Association for Counsellors.
Counselling and Psychotherapy.
Yes, that is the P at the end. I couldn't remember that. Thank you. Yes, we work in partnership to get a lot of counsellors trained, so it's obviously increasing the amount of counsellors throughout Kent.
Yeah.
So we charge between £10 to £20 an hour for people to come in. Yeah, most private counselling, I think you find, is probably sort of £70 upwards.
I was going to say, it's a considerable amount more than that.
And if you go through your GP, you'll probably wait 9 months?
You can do, depending on what area that you're trying to access it from. Mm. So it's a really good partnership we've got to get more counsellors trained throughout Kent. And also it means people can access the low-cost counselling service. And we don't have a waiting list. You can more or less ring up and be seen by a trainee counsellor the following week. So that's a really good service.
What kind of counselling is it?
I was just going to say the same.
Is it NL?
It's just general counselling. We don't actually specialise in like bereavement or anything. It's just a general counselling for people that are generally suffering from anxiety, stress or depression.
Right.
We do have a few different counsellors that have specialised knowledge, but again, it's quite limited. So it's really about coming along, meeting with our lead therapist, discuss what your needs are, and then what we do is put you to a counsellor that we feel that firstly that you'd get on really well with, because that's really important to be able to talk to them.
Yeah,
and also if they've got anything, any knowledge specifically to your reasons for being there, then we'd match you to them.
For completeness, can we, if there is in fact a way that you can specify this, can you tell us the range of things that Mind deals with, the range of kind of issues that you cover?
Yeah, I mean, we're a charity and we're not clinical, so we are a low-level mental health support. So the majority of the people that come to us are suffering from anxiety, stress, depression.
Yeah.
I say, if it's any more clinical support, then people would be referred to, obviously, like the community mental health team and through their GPs.
Sure.
So majority, 90% people come to us with low-level mental health disorders, but mostly anxiety, stress and depression.
And although we refer to them as low-level, that it is actually quite endemic in society at the moment. And,
absolutely.
And for those of us on the end of that kind of thing, it's really, really, really... not nice.
No, it has a huge impact on people's lives. What people can achieve, how their level of maintaining their mental health and actually just their lifestyle. If anxiety, stress and depression really kicks in, it absolutely can affect everything around in your life. Work, family relationships, isolation, it impacts on, like you say, everything really within your life. So low cost counselling is one thing that we really we get a lot of people come to help on that. We're part of the Live Well Kent Community Mental Health Services, and we deliver lots of different range of courses specifically through them as part of their delivery network. Some of it's quite low level, arts and crafts, gardening groups, cookery groups, and that's just for people actually that maybe are just feeling quite low at the moment and just want to come in to have company, reduce isolation and just getting engaged in a positive activity. And then we also deliver some targeted programmes, and that's... managing stress, anxiety and depression courses. That's much more classroom based and homework to it, and there's lots of tools.
And who's that aimed at, Julie?
Again, anxiety, stress and depression, basically. For anybody that's just finding that they're really struggling with in life, possibly people that are out of work at the moment because they're having to come out of work, whether off sick or...
So that's the people that are... they're not courses for people handling those kind of issues. They're people that... suffering from
yes, yeah, absolutely, okay. Yes. So a lot of different courses that we deliver on that, and then interesting because actually we're based in Ashford today, we run a wellbeing cafe at the Live It Well Centre on a Friday and Saturday night between 6 and 9:45.
What a great time to do that.
It is. It's
Friday
there,
and Saturday night.
It's the time when people that are suffering from mental health issues actually probably find themselves at their lowest
on
Friday
their
night. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Friday night and Saturday night. And even for some people that are working, when they finish work on a Friday night and then the thought of going home and possibly being on their own again then until they're back to work on Monday is really quite, it can really impact on them. So we have a wellbeing cafe, like I say, that runs at the Live It Well Centre between 6:45 to 10. And then in Maidstone, we run a Hope Cafe, slightly different concept. The cafe in Ashford is a wellbeing cafe, and that's more about maintaining your mental health. The Hope Cafe, from our building in College Road in Maidstone, that is more of a crisis support. So the level of people that we get coming into that are often suicidal.
Oh, right.
It's funded through West Kent CCG, and the aim of it is to try to prevent people either calling out an ambulance or presenting themselves at A&E, possibly causing some problems that police involvement might get, impacting.
So, Julie, you're actually taking a lot of pressure off the NHS.
Yeah, absolutely. And both the cafes, the wellbeing one in Ashford and the Hope Cafe in Maidstone, are both funded through the NHS. They're funded through clinical commissioning groups.
Okay.
So the one in Maidstone runs on a Friday night between 5 and 9 and a Sunday afternoon, 1 till 5. So they're a really, really important service at the moment, and they're open for anybody to come along to if they feel they need some out-of-hours support.
Fantastic.
We did a 2017 fun run, and we did it the year before, so 2016. So 2 years in a row, we've done a fun run at Moat Park. And again, this is just to let people know that we'll be doing one next year again, 2018.
I saw the one you did in the this year.
You didn't see me in the shorts, did you? Because I was the marshal.
I did see a lot of photographs, yeah.
Next year, we'll save you a place. So again, if people are interested in getting involved in that, especially if it's a business as well, that really, perhaps they might want to sponsor us.
Do a charity football. Paul's really good. He loves football.
Oh, right. Okay. We'll look at that.
You won't get
then.
Him off the pitch.
No. Well, I tend to be the marshal because, somebody has to do it, don't they?
Absolutely.
Everybody
can
run, so they normally put me out about a mile out just to make me walk that far because I'm not doing the run. So we do a 5 and a 10K run every year, and it's part of our running group. Friday afternoons we have a running group from work where again we're trying to really engage with people with their physical health alongside their mental health.
Absolutely, yeah.
So what we do at the end of every year now, like say for the third year this will be, we do a fun run.
It is interesting, isn't it, that people that suffer from depression and anxiety, panic attacks and stuff like that, exercise is actually quite a good way of changing your thoughts and feelings.
It absolutely runs hand in hand with each other.
The old endorphins.
Yeah, absolutely. And the run really does get them endorphins, you know, kind of hyped up, and it makes such a difference to how people are feeling. And also it raises awareness. So we do get people that will run and donate money for us and get sponsorship, but we do it more than anything just to raise the awareness of mental health. So people, you know, to try to get rid of that stigma that's attached
to it.
So that would be something that we'll be looking to do next year again. So it would be great if anybody wants to get involved in that. And we've also been named as one of the 12 causes in running for Kent Messenger Charity of the Year 2018.
Oh, fabulous.
Great that we've been recognised that. And again, if anybody wants to vote for us, if you go onto our website, which is www.maidstonemind.org, it will give you a link where you can vote for us to be Kent Charity of the Year. So really great that we've been
recognised. So vote for them.
Yes, please.
Otherwise, me and Jules will come round.
Yeah. If you could, that would be fantastic. So that's some of the sort of stuff that we're doing from our offices and throughout Kent. But the reason, like I say, we wanted to come here today was to talk about how we can involve possibly businesses
Absolutely,
in getting involved in mental health support to their employees. So just a few statistics. Can't ever say that word.
No, who can?
No, it's a dreadful one, isn't it?
Statistically, statistics is one of the hardest words to say.
Is it? Oh, that's okay. That feels bad then. So I've just brought off a few statistics with me just to let, just so you can show that stress-related illness is the greatest cause of people taking time off work. So Health and Safety Executive statistics show that last year 45% of all working days lost to ill health in the UK were due to stress, anxiety and depression. That's 11.1 million days.
It's frightening, isn't it?
It's huge, absolutely huge. Research by National Mind show that one in five people have called in sick to avoid work through stress, and more than half of employers say they would like to do more to improve staff wellbeing, but don't feel they have the right training or guidance. So this is something that we've been trying to engage with businesses for during the last year. We've done some great work with South East Water. They asked us to go along and do a coping with life course for some of their employees that found that were finding they were really starting to struggle with stress and anxiety. So we went along, did a course for a week, and it was all about giving them the tools to cope when life gets stressful. And the thing is, everybody has mental health. Everybody goes up and down. You get good days and you get bad days, and that's just an impact of life itself. But what we try and do is to give you the tools to firstly recognise when that's happening and then how to cope with it to get yourself back on a very good wellbeing level.
Absolutely. I mean that's something that I'd like to talk to you about longer term, things like that. I've done a few things working with other people on dementia in the workplace and a few other things. And we also do a lot of work with the Kent Supported Employment Group. And the more and more you look at this, the more issues that we have to solve about well-being and about work-life balance in the workplace, especially in this day and age when we are living in a connected society, when you can't really get away from work anymore. You know, your phone goes off 24 hours a day. Your email pings off 24 hours a day. Your WhatsApp pings off. You know, you just, you know, we don't work 9 to 5 anymore. No. And the pure pressure of doing stuff is getting to levels that we need to address. So I think there's quite a few things that that you're doing that can be really helpful out there in the small business community, especially because the small business community don't have the resources normally to deal with this themselves. They don't have big HR departments. They don't have people whose job it is to look after the well-being of their staff members. Purely and simply, it's normally an owner manager that's trying to do everything.
Yeah, and I think even that, you know, you say about employers looking after their staff's well-being, but actually how trained are they?
Yeah.
Very good on the physical side. What we always say is if you go into work and you've got your leg or arm in plaster, it's, you know, it's everybody will support you.
Yeah,
you know, you've broke your leg, what have you done? And can we get you a chair rest and, you know, stuff like that. But when people go into work with possibly suffering from anxiety and stress, firstly, who recognises that?
Yeah.
You know, we often, you know, oh, they're in a mood today, what's up with them?
Yeah, pull yourself together.
Yeah, you know, there's still, there is unfortunately still that culture.
Yeah.
So what we want is employers to firstly recognise when some of their staff might be starting to get stressed and anxious. So knowing what to do, recognising it and knowing what to do and giving them the support. mainly to keep them in work, because again, if you're out of work, you just
then
have
you
that
get more depressed.
You do, yeah, you know, you don't see anybody. Money then becomes an issue. Yeah. The isolation.
Yeah, it's a downward spiral.
It is. So what we really want to do is employees to work with us to recognise the signs of it, know how to recognise the signs, and know how to address it to keep them in work. And also, you know, from a business point of view, it would save them an awful lot of money.
Exactly.
Because they wouldn't have people off sick.
And of course, coming up to Christmas, you know, the stress around Christmas with family and finance and the whole expectation where you expect your Christmas to be a Bing Crosby
perfect
Christmas, you
yeah
know, with like Paul Andrews playing the piano, you know, this perfect day, which yeah is just one day, let's face it. But the expectation of it all is very tough for some.
Yeah, I think expectations just in life now is really, yeah, really
exactly
hard.
Yeah.
I mean, we do a lot of work in schools as well. In the last year, we've been working across 8 secondary schools across Kent. Mm. And again, a lot, like you say, it's the expectations put on these young
people.
Well,
the whole celebrity culture that children are growing up with now is...
Yeah, it's image. Yeah. I mean, a massive image thing. But a lot yeah of it as well, pressure from parents to get good A-level results because the knock-on then they want them to get into university. Mm. Mm. Social media is a huge problem with young people.
Mm. Yeah.
Like I say, just because, you know, they can't get away from it.
I was looking at a tweet one of the chefs sent me yesterday, actually, and he just said that he was watching a family on Sunday. Was yesterday Sunday? No, it was Monday. He sent it to me on Sunday. Family going out for a big family lunch in a restaurant, and he said all the kids were just on their phones.
Yeah.
There was no talking. There was no family interaction. Very, very sad.
Yeah. It happens all the time in my house as well. I get a text sometimes.
Can you
bring me a cup of tea up?
We have a rule that we put our phones in a bowl now.
Yeah.
Because if I've slaved...
It's a washing up bowl.
If I've slaved over a turkey for hours, I'm not having everybody just go.
No, I agree.
Julie, what you're doing is very important work. All power to you. Thank you for sharing that with us. Have you got anything else that you need to tell us before we say goodbye?
Just a few things, really.
Yeah,
we could get businesses involved in. So some of the sort of things we would like businesses to really start supporting us is maybe think about having some mental health awareness training from us. I mean, these do come at a cost, but they are very low cost because obviously we're a charity. We're not a profit-making organisation. There's a mental health awareness session, 3-hour training session that... It talks about what is mental health, how prevalent are problems, what are anxiety, depression, what the signs to look for. Really, really good 3-hour training session that is really helpful for staff, just actually so they realise what mental health is.
Julie, sorry, just on that subject, is that something that me as a business, I would be able to send an employee on and then they could actually see the signals for themselves?
Yeah.
So this is Mick from Drinks Warehouse UK talking.
Yeah, absolutely, Mick. What we can do is either we often will run them in our own building and we have to have 15 people on it so people can buy spaces, or we can come to a business and deliver it for a training session for all of your staff. So it's a bit of a mixture. You know, if we can get enough people to make up a course, then we can run one somewhere, or if a business wants their own one, we can come to you and deliver that.
Okay.
Mental health first aid is the other one. This is a 2-day internationally recognised accredited training course. And this is the one designed to teach people how to spot the signs and symptoms and provide help on a first aid basis. So like we were saying, you do your physical first aid. Somebody comes in with a headache or a cut, you know how to address that. Mm. This is exactly the same, but around mental health first aid. There's a light version of that, which is just a 3-hour course, which is... it literally just gives a general understanding, but again is a really, really helpful course for businesses to take up. And then we do some general wellbeing courses for actually employees themselves. We do a coping with life course and a you and your wellbeing course. Both courses slightly different, but deal with mental health problems affecting people's day-to-day life. So what we're really wanting to do is to engage with businesses, like say, firstly, to get maybe their HR department trained, their managers, their supervisors, so that you're there to support your employees. But also, if you find that you've got a lot of staff that you really feel could do with some support, we can come in and deliver some courses. Most of them are over 5 weeks and they're a couple of hours each week.
Fantastic.
Like I say, all really low cost. And we'd love to hear from you if you think that you'd be looking to support your employees.
That's fantastic. We sadly run out of time. So just if people want to find out more about those courses, find out how to book them, find out about the work of Mason and Mid-Kent Mind, how can they do that?
So they can get in touch with me. So my email address is Julie Blackmore, Blackmore, M-O-R-E at the end, at mmkmind.org.uk. Or you can give me a call on 01622 692383.
Fantastic. There's also a link to the website on the Kent Business Radio, Biz Radio and Channel Radio websites. That will stay there forever. So if you ever want to find out more about it, just click the link there. That will take you to the Mason and Mid-Kent Mind website. Or you can tweet Tom.
Yeah, yeah. Tom's a fantastic marketing apprentice. I'm sure he's listening. Yeah. So hi, Tom, if you're
out
there.
Hello, Tom.
Yeah, he's fantastic.
I was very impressed with his Twitter.
Yeah, and off the top of my head, I think the Twitter handle is MMK Mind, I think.
It is. I've just written it down. It's at MMK Mind, yes.
And you'll be talking to Tom. And you Tom's really good. And he's really good at interaction.
He is.
Jilly, thank you so much for that.
No,
do stay with us for the rest
me.
Of the show.
Will do.
But for the moment, thank you so much. Maidstone and Mid-Kent Mind, fabulous organisation. Please support them. Please find out more about what they do and how they can help you in your business. Fantastic. Do you know what we're going to do now?
What are we going to do?
We're going to go over to...
Channel Radio.
Channel Radio News Update.
Channel Radio News Update.
It's time in the show where we do the Federation of Small Business News Roundup. There's festive drinks taking place tomorrow, manana in Tunbridge Wells, from 6pm to 8pm at the Beacon. It's been arranged by Jacqueline Franklin, who's the host of FSB Women in Business events and Director of Hospitality Media. If you want to book it, go to the Kent Business Radio website and click on the FSB tab and click on events and you can book it there.
Following the release of the government's strategy on work, health and disability, Mike Cherry has emphasised that scrapping the national insurance charged on the first year employing somebody with a disability or mental health condition is crucial, Julie. Mm. 9 out of 10 people starting work after being unemployed do so with a smaller business or by setting up on their own. And this must be front and centre in any strategy to increase disability employment, said Mike Cherry.
Absolutely. Yeah. There's a new digital skills resources toolkit for small businesses. Lloyds Bank and its partners on the Small Business Digital Capability Task Force, of which the FSB are members, has produced a toolkit of resources that signpost to both free, face-to-face and online digital tips and training, looking at topics such as digital marketing, analytics, social media and cyber security. To find out more, go to the website resources.lloydsbank.com/business guides. That's resources.lloydsbank.com/business guides.
What is your company's house experience? Asked the FSB. A member has raised some issues with their dealings of company's house, and FSB is keen to hear from other members to see if this is a broader problem. They say that they're interested to know if you've faced any issues, e.g. delays, problems or costs that have led to negative impacts on your business. If you have such an experience with company's house, which has impacted your business, please contact the FSB policy advisor, Richard Hyde.
Innovate UK announces new loans. Small businesses working on infrastructure systems projects can now apply for a share of £10 million in an Innovate UK pilot loans competition. The competition aims to help businesses overcome barriers to scaling up innovation in infrastructure systems. And the deadline to register for the scheme is the 10th of January 2018.
Trade Bill can create new opportunities for small businesses. New and ambitious global trade deals that benefit smaller businesses will, in due course, be one of the major Brexit opportunities, said Mike Cherry. Following the publication of the government's Trade and Customs Bill this week, he added it is now critical... Can you stop rustling while I'm reading?
Sorry.
Now critical that businesses are given a firm commitment to a time... Honestly, listen, if I did that while he was talking... to a time-limited transition period post-Brexit. September's UK trade statistics, said it, were also released this week, showing the total trade deficit widened by £3 billion to £9.5 billion, although the gap has narrowed since the previous month, Paul Andrews.
Absolutely.
Are you finished with your paper now?
I have. There's a new £10 million fund to support adults to upskill and reskill. A £10 million flexible working fund is available for businesses to work with colleagues and independent training providers to design, develop and test innovative ways of delivering technical and basic skills to adults and to break down the barriers to upskilling. The fund is open for project proposals until January the 31st, 2018. And for more information on submitting a proposal, do visit the website, which is www.gov.uk/government publications, further education, flexible learning. Would you believe?
VAT review must put simplification front and centre. Following the publication of the Office of Tax Simplification Value Added Tax, VAT in other words, Routes to Simplification report, the fabulous Mike Cherry said again A review of the vastly complex VAT system is long overdue. Small business owners spend a huge number of hours a year complying with their VAT obligations, hours that should be spent running their firms, he added.
Have you taken steps to protect your intellectual property? The FSB is hosting a roundtable in association with the Chartered Institute of Patent Attorneys on how small businesses can maximise their intellectual property. The roundtable will bring together small firms, IP professionals and policymakers to discuss how government can raise awareness of IP in the small business community and how to ensure small firms are able to protect the IP they hold. If you'd like to know more, please contact the Public Affairs Advisor at the Federation of Small Business, Jessica Smith, and you can find the contact details on the website.
Broadband compensation scheme. The Ofcom has announced plans for people to be automatically compensated by broadband and landline providers for slow repairs, missed appointments and delayed installations. Ofcom says that as a result, BT, Sky, TalkTalk, Virgin Media and Zen Internet have agreed to introduce a compensation system, and you can find out more by going to kentbusinessradio.co.uk, and there'll be a little blog thing by ofcom.org.uk.
Cool. That brings us to the end of our FSB news roundup for another week.
Channel Radio News Update.
Just before we join John in the newsroom, I want to tell you about a couple of birthdays.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to wish a huge, huge happy birthday today for Molly Wright, Millie Molly Moodle, Millie Molly Moodle, social media, and co-host of the Business Bunker Extra Show on a Friday. So happy birthday, Molly.
Happy birthday.
Do you know what?
We're going to sing.
She's so old today.
Is she?
Yeah, 25.
Not as old as you, though.
No, not even 20, half as old as me.
25.
25,
those
I know.
Those are the days when you actually don't know how gorgeous you are. Until you look back at pictures and you think, oh, I was gorgeous.
It's when I was 25, yeah.
Oh, 25.
Did they have, well, see, black and white as well from your, yeah.
Well, from me?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, they did, well, when you had pictures taken.
No, they didn't have pictures when I was 25. They used to do paintings.
Yeah, portrait.
Absolutely.
You had to sit there for hours.
And also, we've been given a hat tip by Denise Wilton. Thank you, Denise. Just to wish a happy birthday to Jo Allsop from the Heating Hub.
Oh, it's her birthday.
It's her birthday tomorrow.
Well, that's what tomorrow was about then. A bit of manana and a bit of today.
Yeah, 6th of December. So happy birthday for tomorrow, Jo. Many happy returns and hope you have a fabulous time.
Well, she's only 21.
I'm sure she is, yeah. So there's a couple of birthdays to let you know about. So
I'm sure there's lots more. Happy birthday to everyone who is having a birthday today.
Absolutely, yes.
Vellum Tech have answered, Paul Andrews, and they've said, hey, Jules Serkin and Vanilla Web, very hip, aren't they? Our Venom of the Week is HHC1A, must be something scientific, from the Anemone Hectoractus CRISPR. I could eat that, couldn't I? Which blocks pain from the TRPV1 receptor.
Well, it would, wouldn't it?
And we made a cosmetic peptide so they've made a cosmetic peptide, and then there's lots of hashtags and all sorts of Toxin Tuesday and GRC Venom. So more about that. There is a little link on that. I'll tweet that out.
Fantastic. Thank you. We're now going to join John Francis in the Channel Radio newsroom.
On the Hour, Channel Radio News Update.
Labour says